And our next speaker is from psychology. Zhuting is being hooked up to our monitoring system. It's going to be sent around the world, as Martin just mentioned. For shut-ins everywhere, you're on.
Okay, hello everyone. My name is Zhuting Yu. I'm from Department of Psychology, and today I'm going to talk about this field of quantitative psychology. Okay, so if someone said to you like Einstein would not have been able to come up with this E equal mc squared, or had he not possessed such extraordinary intelligence, so what does this sentence tell? Like, is try to express. So basically, is try to to link the observable behavior, which is he's writing this equation, to the underlying unobservable attribute that his intelligence. So these unobservable things are what we call latent variables, and which is very important concept in psychology, and especially in theory of a human behavior. You can come up with many ideas like self-efficacy, extroversion, or spatial ability. Those are some examples. So in the field of quantitative psychology, I basically want to divide it in two different fields. And the first one is measuring human attribute, which we develop methods and techniques to try to measure these underlying abilities. And the other type is we develop statistical and mathematical methods try to model or describe the psychological process. And the example like this, the first one is just like the Einstein example I gave earlier. And as to the second type, modeling the psychological process can range from different areas such as micro as something that you measure as a brain activity in functional MRI data, or your attitude change during voting behavior, and something like Piaget's theory about how people develop in terms of their cognitive ability, and or your decision making tendency, like you are risk averse or risk seeking, so this type of thing. So it's a tough challenge to try to come up with 3 minutes, try to talk about what I did as research. So I come up really easiest way to show that. So it can be as simple as this, the latent variable usually represent as a circle and square as the manifest variable we can observe, and can go as complicated as this. It's a model we try to develop, model try to describe how people change over time and have other effects in terms of their transition and other effect in terms of their initial distribution of how this different property is at the very beginning. So to wrap up, what exactly for this quantitative psychology is, I assume many of you have seen this in Facebook and try to say what the psychology is all about. So if you look at those six pictures, the one in the lower left, it's just the screenshot of SPSS. So I think about it, yeah, that's exactly what the quantitative psychologists do. As a psychologist, I think I'm pretty proud that it's what we really do. Okay, thank you very much.